So I want to just jump into this message this morning. We're going to, again, I'm going to say this. This is the last message of this series, but you're going to continue to hear the word ignite a lot. This morning, I want to call this word shine, this message shine, just shine. We want to honor God in everything we do. And sometimes we forget that God wants to work in us, and He is the one that gives us the power to do it. We think we're doing it in our own strength, and really we're leaning on Him to accomplish what it is He wants to accomplish. So thinking about this word ignite, in the Bible, there are many times that the word oil is used to refer to the work of the Holy Spirit, to refer to what God is doing in that moment. Oil was used in a very practical way. Everything that God does will have a practical side and a spiritual side. And we put those together. Sometimes we get caught up in only what we can see in the practical side, but God's always doing something on the spiritual side as well. So in the Bible, God uses this word for oil. There are several different uses. One of them was grooming. They would use olive oil for grooming. Now, can you imagine just, you know, the olive oil sitting by your stove right now? And you're like, let me give it a little bit of this. Let me just put this, you know, like 1950s and get the little curl coming down, you know. I was not alive in the 50s, by the way. I don't remember that. That seems weird to us today to think that somebody could put that oil in their hands and then run it through their hair. But think about how many things you anointed yourself with this morning before you came to church. There's gel and deodorant. I don't know if you still use hairspray. There's aftershave. A million things. You got all kinds of containers out on the counters. You've anointed yourself with all kinds of stuff. So one of the things they did was they groomed themselves with olive oil. Another thing they did, they used it for medicinal purposes. It was medicine. And a third one was they would use oil for burial traditions. And they would put certain spices into the oil so that they could, they would follow these traditions and anoint a body before it was buried. Here's where I really want to focus in. One of the things that oil was used for was to light up the room. It would be poured into a lamp, and then it would be lit. You and I walk in, we flip the switch, right? We just turn on the light. We don't even think about it. Back then, there was some effort that went into lighting the room. They had to make sure the lamp had oil. They had to make sure there was a wick. They had to make sure all the stuff that was there. They had to make sure that it was all in working order before it got dark. Now, after it got dark, then they didn't, well, where did we put the lamp and what did we do? And can you imagine if you and I had to go through life with no electricity and we every day, we were making sure we had candles and lamps and you know, you're sitting out in the dark on the front porch. There was no lights out there, no headlights coming by. It was very important. This lamp was very important. So Jesus uses this lamp as an object lesson to teach these people and you and me what we are supposed to do. So we are supposed to do these scriptures, Matthew 5, 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. You and me, we are the light of the world, right? Let's just stop right here for a second. Are you a bright light or are you a dim light? I mean, I'm not dumb, just dim, right? Are you bright? Is your light shining? Or are you just kind of a dim light? You're like the flashlight that's been in the back of the drawer too long. It's just not quite there. All right. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. He said, look, nobody lights a candle or a lamp and then puts it under a basket. You would be, that'd be wasteful. You'd be wasting money. It's like when you go, you're following the kids around the house, turn the lights off When you're not in the room, turn it off. There's no point in leaving it on. If you're, you know, we understand that. It's the same thing. You're being wasteful if you light the lamp and then you cover it up so that it doesn't provide any light. That's the reason for a lamp, is to provide light. Now, sometimes we, as believers in Christ, we have been lit. God has poured the oil. We have he lit the fire, and yet we aren't using that light. It's as if we are just saying, this is for me right here in my little basket, in my little area, and I'm not going to share that. And so God is called us to this purpose of being a light to the world. A light shines. He's called you and me to shine at home, at church, at work, in the neighborhood, when we're hanging out with friends. He's called us to shine. But now we get caught up in what's going on in our own lives, which is sometimes a problem, and God wants to help us with that. And we're going to talk about it this morning. Here's another thing that happens with oil. It has it was used for ceremonial anointing. All right, they would take a jug of oil and they would pour it over the head of the person being anointed. It was a symbol of someone that was being set apart for a particular purpose, like a king. When that king would be, when God chose that king, they would anoint him. And just, can you imagine olive oil? You're just standing there, you know, just waiting for it, just running all down. Years ago, Jody and I were at the Olympics in Atlanta in 1996, however many years that was. And we were there, and we had a youth group. We were youth pastors back then. I used to be real young and good looking and all that stuff. And we had a group of teenagers there, and we were doing like street ministry. We would like do dramas, like some, you know, acting and stuff right on the street. And we were just trying to share the gospel. And you have people from all over the world, and we're out there doing our thing, you know. And so at night, we would all get together, and we would have a worship service. And so we would pray for one another, and there would be preaching and singing. And, it, you know, just to encourage everybody that was there, because there were people from all over the country that came to do the same thing we were doing. And I'll never forget a famous preacher, I won't say his name, a famous preacher said, hey, we're going to have a prayer line. And he's like, everybody line up here that wants to be prayed for. I'm like, I'm in. Come on, bring it on. And so he has a cup, like a drinking cup, a throwaway cup, and it's filled with olive oil. I see him as I'm getting closer. He like sticks three fingers in the cup, pulls it out, and it's dripping, and he slaps me in the head with it. It's in Georgia in August. It's humid. I'm sweating. I got oil running down my face. And I'm thinking, yeah, we might as well stop here. I'm done. I'm never going to receive anything from God. I got to get this stuff off my face. It was horrible, all right? Now, imagine all the way back to ancient Israel, and when kings were being anointed, they would just take the jug of oil and look, 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 and just cover him. Everybody had to be going, whoo, wow. But it was such a common tradition that this person, that this oil was so valuable that when this happened, everybody understood this is a big moment. We would never waste this much oil if this wasn't important. It was a moment where God put his approval on a person to do a task, to fulfill a calling, to walk in a purpose. It was the moment that God said, okay, I'm with you. I got your back. I'm going to help you accomplish this. Now, one of those times was when King David was anointed king. He was just a young guy. He was a teenage boy. And the prophet of God had been told by God, go over there, and he's one of Jesse's sons, and you'll find him there. And so they did exactly what we would do. They went and found the oldest son, and they're like, here he is. And the prophet said, not him. That's not him. And then they start marching them out one after another. How about this one? How about this one? We got another one. And every time, you know, as they're getting closer to the younger ones, that, you know, they had to be going, I'm gonna be the king. This is gonna be me. And then they skip right over him. And they finally get to the end of all these boys. And the prophet said, do you have any more? And David's own father, it seems like the Bible kind of acts like he goes, well, we got one more, but, you know, there's not much to him. He's watching the sheep, you know, not the brightest one. He's always out there playing his harp, and we just put him out on the back 40 to take care of the sheep. And Samuel says, go get him. He sees David. Now, David is the youngest. He is not much to look at, but he has a heart for God. He has a heart for God. I want to say this to somebody. You might not be much to look at, but if you have a heart for God, if you have a heart for God, his purpose is real on your life. The prophet saw him and said, he's the one. Give me the oil. Watch what happens in 1 Samuel 16:13. So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of olive oil he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. From that day on, he walked in the power of the Spirit in his life. That oil that we know burns, that causes us to be a light, God wants to anoint us with that so we can fulfill his task and his will in our lives. 2 Corinthians 1:21 says this, now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us. He anointed us. Are you a believer in Christ? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? He anointed us. He set his seal of ownership on us and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Now, it's one thing to make a promise. You go, I'll be there. I'll be there at 3 o'clock. I promise I'll be there. The person that you're saying that to doesn't know if you're going to be there at 3 o'clock or not. They don't know if you're a person that runs late, if you don't show up when you say you're going to show up, if you're always 20 minutes late. They don't know. So God is saying right here, Paul is saying right here, that God has anointed me, he's anointed you, and by doing this, he has guaranteed what is to come. In other words, he has guaranteed that you will fulfill your purpose if you walk with him and follow him. You walk in that anointing. God has a purpose for your life and mine. I want you to look at somebody right now and say, God has a purpose for you. God has a purpose. I know some of you looked at your friend and went, I don't know. I'm going to say it. He said we got to say it, but you know how I feel about you. Loser, right? No. God has a calling on us. He has a calling on your life. The call is very simple. Be a light to the world. Burn brightly. Let other people see. But you know, burning brightly can be scary. We can be afraid of, what if I get embarrassed? Let me just tell you, last night at the marriage event, I walked up to somebody, and somebody I didn't think I knew, and they had on a mask, and I said, hey, I don't know if we met, blah, 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 and this person told me their name, and I thought I immediately recognized them, and I went, oh, I just didn't recognize you because of the mask, and then I walked 12 feet away, and I went, I think she was introducing herself for the very first time to me. I don't think I know her at all. I was embarrassed when I walked up. I was embarrassed when I left, but here's the deal. If that was you, I'm so sorry, and I'd love to meet you after church today, all right? It's happened to me so many times. I'm walking through Kroger, and somebody goes, hey, man. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry. But here's the deal. If you stop taking chances, you can never show anybody the love of Christ. If I get afraid of embarrassing myself, then I never get to share the fire. I never get to share the oil. I never get to share the light. If I start living in fear, what if they don't like it? What if I make a mistake? What if you do? That's not the biggest question. The biggest question is, what if I don't? What if I don't fulfill my purpose? What if I don't do what God's called me to do? That's the question I should be afraid of. That's the result I should be trying to avoid. And when I say this, God will complete it. He's the one that will guarantee it. Not me. Not me. Here's what the Bible says. Some plant, some water, God gives the increase. It is not my job to produce the fruit. My job is to be obedient to Christ. That's where it ends. I don't have to make sure somebody gets saved. I don't have to make sure somebody goes to heaven. I can't do that anyway. But when I say, let me do my part, let me make sure that my light is shining. Let me make sure that I'm using this oil and not wasting it. Mark chapter 6 says this, so the disciples went out telling everyone they met to repent of their sins and turn to God. And they cast out many demons and healed many sick people, anointing them with olive oil. Now the picture here is Jesus has taken his disciples and he goes, okay, all right, I've empowered you guys. I'm going to put you in twos, in pairs, and I'm going to send you out. I've empowered you to cast out demons. I've empowered you to heal the sick. Now go, be a light, spread the gospel, share the message. I've anointed you. Now you go and anoint them. So what happens, it's a chain effect. Jesus did it for us. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach to the poor. So when he started this thing, he anoints one. And then we go out and we share it, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. You see, you might not be the one that reaches your family member. You probably won't be the one that reaches your family member. It'll probably be somebody else. But you're the one that's been praying for them. You're the one that's been a light in their life. We got to do this thing together and trust God for his help. He wants to use every one of us. He wants to. Now, here's the last thing. There's many things the Bible says that oil represents and it was used for in the Bible. Here's one that's very important. This is where we're going to focus in and we're going to conclude this morning. It's for refreshment. Imagine if you were walking in the Middle East 2,000 years ago, you had on sandals, and the wind, it's 100 degrees outside, and the wind is blowing sand in your face. And when you get to your friend's house, they say, let's give you some oil. I want to anoint your feet, your cracked, nasty feet. I want to just put some oil on there for you to feel better. You've been walking. You got them blisters on the side. You really ought to do something about that. And he says, I just want to anoint your feet. I want to anoint your face, your head. Your skin is dry. On these cold days, you know, when you your face is all crusty and you, every time you move, you feel like something's cracking and hurting and all that. That's what the anointing oil would do. It would be refreshing. It was a refreshing moment. Psalm 23 and 5 says this, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. It's a picture of somebody being refreshed. It's a picture of God saying, I got what you need. I want to help you with this. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9 says this, your God has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you. The oil of joy. It's a refreshing moment. Let me take care of you. When somebody would come, it was customary, when somebody would come to go to their friend's house, the friend would roll out the red carpet. Now when somebody rolls up to your house, you're like, I don't know them. Everybody hide. Don't say, shh. You know, all right, and that's not the way it was. It was like, hey, come on in. It was like America in the 70s, all right? It was like, hey, we got a cake over here for you. Come on in. It was, if they wanted a friend to stop by, it wasn't like they had cars and they could stop by every day. If they were there, it was a moment. It was a trip. It was intentional. They wanted to refresh. They wanted to give them something to eat. That olive oil was applied to the face and the feet of a guest to refresh them after their journey, after they put forth the effort to come and see that friend. The friend said, I want to help you. I want to refresh you after this long journey that you put in to come here. Now, we know what our calling is to let our light shine. That's the calling. Let your light shine. Now, Satan seeks to dim your light and mine. That's what he wants to do. Jesus said, let your light shine. Don't light it. Put it under a basket. No. Oh, get rid of the basket. Let your light shine. Satan wants to dim that light so that we cannot be an impact on this world. So Satan throws at us problems and the cares of this life. Well, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. He's got a plan. There's a ploy. He's working. He's working at trying to distract you and move you in the wrong direction. So Satan throws all these problems at us. And when we are focused on the problem, we can't focus on the calling. We can't focus on what it is God really wants us to do, because we find our fulfillment when we walk in our calling. When we do this thing according to God's will and God's plan, that's where we find fulfillment, right? When we're thinking about other people. So Satan wants to distract us from that. So Satan throws all kinds of problems at us. Sickness, financial struggles, marriage troubles, problems with the kids, problems at the job, just problems. Constantly throws these problems at us. He doesn't want us to be able to walk in our calling and let our light shine. He wants us so focused right here that we can't think of anybody else or anything else. Because he knows we're going to find fulfillment and God's going to accomplish some things if we follow that calling. But he wants us focused right here. To bring this idea of oil all the way up to the New Testament. In James chapter 5, verse 14, watch this. Are any of you sick? Let's stop right there. Are any of you sick? It's a rhetorical question, because there's always somebody that's dealing with it, right? Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you. Stop right there. You should call the elders of the church. Now, what does an elder do? An elder's been there and done that. An elder is somebody you can look up to in the faith. You can get knowledge outside of the faith, but to get knowledge of God and how to handle problems and deal with the world through a biblical worldview, you got to have elders. We need people that have been through some stuff, right? We need people that have gone through the fire and been okay. We need these people. He said, call on those people. When you're sick, we're going to pray over you. But there's always the conversation that happens around that as well, where you get the encouragement you need. So he said, call on the elders of the church, so they can come and they can pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. For thousands of years, this was the thing, that they would anoint you with oil and call so that you can recognize your calling. Now, you may have already been, you may be walking with Christ and you know Christ and you are serving God and walking with him, but Satan is throwing stuff at you. He is firing away, and you need a refreshing this morning. It's been a journey. Your spiritual feet are all cracked, and your spiritual face is all burned and hurting. And you need the refreshing anointing of God to just give you some peace in this journey, so that you're not feeling every day the pain of walking on those old crusty feet. You're not feeling the pain every day of dealing with that thing that I told you, asked you about in the beginning. That thing that controls your thoughts most of the time. We immediately know what that thing is. I can tell you what it is in my life. I'm not. I could. We know what that looks like. And here's what I know from experience and the Word. When I focus inward, I forget there's a great big God that's leading my life. When I'm focused inward, I forget what God wants to do, what God's already done, where God is taking me, that my life is more about, that my life should be more about purpose than problems. Here's what the Bible says. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. God has promised to meet our needs. God has promised to touch our children. God has promised to provide for us. God has promised this stuff. So I just want to encourage somebody this morning. If you need a refreshing, we're going to pray this morning. We're just going to take some time. We're just going to pray for one another. We're just going to ask God to show up. Just do his work. We're a family around here. There are no important people and unimportant people. We're just people, right? Just people. And sometimes you just need to slow down and have a moment with the family and go, let's refresh one another. Let's encourage one another. That's that moment right now. So if you're at home this morning and you're struggling, I want you to go to one of click the button, ask for prayer. Let somebody pray with you this morning. If you're in here, if you're in the room today, and you say, I'm really in need of some refreshing. We're going to start singing this song, and look, there's no pressure, all right? We don't do pressure around here. I don't want you to pressure me. I'm not going to pressure you. So if you feel like this is something that you believe God can do in your heart, your life today, and something you need, then I want you to stand with me. Everybody, please stand with me. And if that's something you feel like that you'd like to do, we can pray for each other. I just want you, as we start singing this song, just to make your way down here. We're just going to stand in the front, and we're going to anoint with oil for a refreshing moment. Let's sing it together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain.
Let's just worship together. Let's do it.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. Break every chain.
Jesus. Just honor him for a minute. Lord, we love you. God, we thank you right now for what you're about to do. We thank you for the refreshing that is coming. We thank you for the refreshing that's on the way right now, God. We give you praise, Lord. We receive your help. We receive your help, God. We want to be focused on mission right now, Lord. We need your help. Every person that needs it right now, we pray for a refreshing, Lord. And we receive what you're about to do in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Here's what I want you to do. Everybody standing here at the front, I want you just to hold your hand out. Jody's going to come by and anoint every person. If you just hold your hand out on the back of your hand, we're not going to pour it on your head, all right? It's right here on your hand. This is a moment of refreshing. A moment of refreshing. A moment of refreshing. That we can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. There is too much at stake for us to be focused on the wrong stuff. There's too much at stake for us to be focused on the wrong things. God has a calling. God has a plan. God has a purpose. And he wants us to know that he will walk with us every step of the way. That he will give us peace in difficulty. He'll give us courage when we're afraid. He'll walk with us through the darkest valley. And he'll be on our side no matter what. No matter what. God is with us this morning. God is with us this morning. I feel like somebody in this building needs to say, I just need to take a big breath. I just need to take in some oxygen and just slow down for a minute. Just let God take over for a minute. Can we just remind ourselves of this very simple thing? God is the one who gives the increase. It's not you. To everybody who's up here praying for your children, you can't save them. God can. God can. For every one of us that's praying for health issues, God is the one who heals. God is the one who answers. God is the one who works, not us. When we can't find the job we need, when we don't have, God is the one that provides. When we relax and we say, okay, Lord, I want you to have your way. I want you to do your work. I want you to accomplish what you want to accomplish. His word tells us this. It's very simple. He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. If you're feeling weighed down and burdened down, you're not doing it the way God wants it done. Easy and light. He says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. He cares about us this morning. No matter how much we could care about our children, God cares about us even more. Here's what we're about to do right now. I want us just to get out of our comfort zone. You're already here this morning. That you stepped out. You got out of your comfort zone. I want you to do this for me if you would, if you're comfortable with it. In just a minute, we're just going to lift our hands as if saying, Lord, I'm just ready. Just pour it on out. Just send me a refreshing. Just send me a refreshing. Just let me have it, Lord. I don't want to try to do this on my own. I'm tired. I need you. And release it to him. Let's just do that right now. Here we go. I want everybody in the back just to hold your hands up this way. And let's pray for every one of these people right now. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we stand on your promises and on your word. It has nothing to do with us today, God. It has everything to do with you. It has everything to do with your power, Lord. You are the one that pours out the oil that refreshes us, God. And today I'm asking you, Lord, for the person, Lord, who feels dry in their spirit, dry in their soul this morning, that you would just pour a refreshing on them, God. That when we leave here in a little while, God, we would just be rejuvenated, God, that we would be ready to go forward and accomplish what you have for us, that we would walk out of here trusting you in faith like we have never done so before, that God, we would trust you with our families, and that we would trust you with our finances, and we would trust you with our jobs and our marriages and our children. We would trust you, God. Lord, we ask you to send peace, Lord, the peace of God that passes all understanding, to guard our hearts and minds, Lord, for every person, Lord. Every person is struggling and hurting right now, God. Every person, God, that is worried, that is afraid, that is overcome by fear and depression, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we speak life, we claim peace, we claim liberty, we claim your anointing, God. We claim a refreshing today. A refreshing, God. We've come this far, and Lord, you never let us go farther than you're willing to go. And God, we ask you to do your work, do your will, fulfill your plan in every one of us, God. We want to walk with you. Sometimes, God, when we are caught up in the things that are happening around us, we forget that you are there and you are ready and you are involved. Lord, we receive it right now. We receive it right now, God. We stand on your promises in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say something to all of us. Here's what happens now. Here's what happens. You're gonna walk out of here in a few minutes, and the same stuff is gonna be looking at you. But here's what you need to know. We just ask God to show up in our circumstances and do what we cannot do. So the stuff that's been consuming us and causing us fear and worry, right now, Our job is very simple, to release that stuff to God. Cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you. I'll just look at somebody right now and just say, cast all your cares on Him. Cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you. God, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we receive it all, God. We receive your help, a refreshing of your spirit, God. We just receive a refreshing of your spirit, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, every dry heart, dry soul, Lord, I just pray, God, that you would just refresh them right now, God. Lord, we honor you. We receive your help. We stand on your promises right now, God. We receive your help right now, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's like a glass of cold water in a hot Texas summer. God, just pour it out. Just pour it out. Just change it. Change me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Man, if it's all right, just give me a minute here. I'm just trying to wait on the Holy Spirit. Amen. I just want to say this to somebody. Psalm 23 is very simple and complicated at the same time. You have to recognize where this guy is. He says in Psalm 23, it's a dark valley. It feels like death around here. The valley of the shadow of death. You ever been in the shadow of death? It may not even be real death, but sometimes it feels like real death. Sometimes you feel like this is so heavy, I'd rather be in heaven than dealing with this garbage right now. This is heavy. The valley of the shadow of death. That's where he said, you'll prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You'll anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. I want to speak that to somebody right now. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. When your enemy's trying to steal, God's just preparing a table. It's a banquet feast. He's anointing you. He's refreshing you. God's walking with us every single day. God's walking with us every single day. There's never been a time that He left us, that He has forsaken us. He's walking with us all the way. I want you to help me one more time. Just put your hand on somebody's shoulder close by right there if you would. I want you to pray for this person right now. You may not even know their name. You don't know their need. Pray for them right now. Father, we want to be light in our world, God. We want to be light. We pray one for another today, Lord. I pray, remind us of the power of agreement, God. Remind us of how important it is to agree in prayer, that when we agree, you move and you answer and you work. God, we lift up our brother, our sister to you today, and we trust you, God, and we thank you for what's coming, and we receive your anointing, God. We receive it to accomplish the task that is ahead of us, and we stand on your promises, not our ability. We stand on your word, not ours. We're asking you to minister to the people around us. Lord, let us be a light starting right here, starting right now. God, let us be a light. Let us be a light even as we pray for someone else. God, let us be a light in our home and our job and our work, everywhere we go, God. Let us be a light. We thank you, Father. We receive it. We stand on your promises again. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's make some noise for him right now. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. 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 Just a second, I'm going to let us go. I want to ask all of us. I believe that God has taken us to a new place as a church. Amen. I've been talking to different people, and I'm hearing the same conversation. It's like, I want to go deeper. I want God to do greater. I want God to show up in different ways. I want God to do, listen, surface Christianity is over, all right? You know, pre-COVID consumer Christianity from pre-COVID is gone. Either we're going to lean in and we're going to give it all to God, or just get out, one or the other. The Bible says it this way: I'd rather you be hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm, all right? Let's go all the way in. Let's trust Him. Let's trust Him. And it starts with His Word. It starts with His Word. I'm begging us. Make sure that His Word is a part of your life, because you got to have a foundation and you got to walk with Him. He wants to refresh us every single day. He wants to. So here's what I'm asking. I'm asking you, I'm asking myself, let's lean into what God wants to do. Let's trust Him in a way we've never trusted Him before. Let's ask Him for the things that other people would raise an eyebrow about. What in the world? Y'all are those crazy people that believe God's going to do that stuff. Yes. Yes, because the book says it. I just believe that the return of Christ is soon, and we need to get busy doing our Father's business. I believe our job is just to be busy doing what our Father's asked us to do. And He wants to refresh us. He wants to refresh us. So moving forward, just one word. Let's lean into Him. Just lean in so we can get ignited. We can be ignited on a personal level. We can be ignited as a church. We can make an impact on our world, starting right here at home. And I believe God's going to do it. Amen. We're going to be dismissed in just a second. I'm going to ask the band just to keep singing for a few minutes. If you want to find a place around here and sit down and pray a little bit, you can do that. Whatever you want to do, I'm going to be standing over here. If you need to talk, I'm open to that. Whatever. I want to make sure that we are moving in the direction that God has for us. So, thank you so much. Thank you so much for responding to God's word this morning. And I believe there's just a daily refreshing coming. I just believe it. Father, thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for what you're doing, God. Lord, we receive your help. We stand with you, God. We want what you want. We might get off track sometimes, but God, remind us where our salvation comes from. It comes from you. And help us to put you first and honor you and lean into you, so that as you are working, God, we can hear your voice. We can walk with you and trust you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. One more hand clap, everybody. Amen. Amen. Give about 10 people a high five. Love you, everybody. Thank you for being here today. Have a great day.